Sachadidius Perei Beis Mishnah Beis. Amar Rabbi Chanina Skanakornim. Rabbi Chanina Skanakornim said, this is the second of the four Eidos that he was made. Miyamai Lori'iti Or Yotze Lebeis HaTzreifa. In all my days that I was in the Beis HaMikdash, I never saw the or, the hide of a korban being taken out to be burnt. As the din is that the or of a korban such as an ola, chatas, or asham is given to the kohanim. And the Mishnah and Bacham tells us that if there's a psul to the korban before the or is stripped from it, then the or is taken out to be burnt along with the animal. But if the psul happens only after the or is stripped from the korban, then although the animal is burnt, the or is given to the kohanim. And Rabbi Chanina's kind of kohanim is made that he never saw the or being taken out to be burnt. He's telling us with this edus that if the or is stripped from the korban and we find that the animal is a treifa, even though it's obvious that it was a treifa even beforehand, just we only could see the treifa after the or is stripped from it, even so, since we only found the psul now, the kohanim are allowed to take the or. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Midvarav Lamadnu. Rabbi Akiva said from the words of Rabbi Chanina Tana Kohanim, we learn, Shamashidus of a chor, benimsa treifa. If a bechor, which is a baal mum, which is sected outside the Beis HaMikdash, if the or is stripped from the bechor, and we find that the bechor is a treifa, even though it's obvious that this treifa was there even before the or was stripped from it, even so, sheyeosu hakornim ba'oro, the kornim have a right to enjoy the or, even though this bechor baal mum is not a korban that's being sected outside the Beis HaMikdash, even so, the kornim have the right to the or, if we only find the psul after the or is stripped from it, even though it's obvious that the psul was present beforehand also. The Chachamim say to Rabbi Chanina Skanakornim, just because you never saw the or being taken out to be burnt, is not a raya that your din is correct, that when we find the psul only after the or is stripped from it, that the kornim has the right to the or. Instead, we take out the or to be burnt along with the actual animal, and since it's obvious that this psul was present before the or was stripped from it, the din is that the or has to be burnt, the kohanim have no right to it. Rabbi Chanina's kind of kohanim was also made the following halacha, which is that there was a small village near Yerushalayim, v'hayavo zakinecha. There was a zakin living in that village. This zakin was wealthy and he used to lend money to all of the villagers. He used to write the shtaros, the loan contract. He would write himself and have other people, Adam, sign on the shtar. This maisa came to the chachamim and they were masters of the shtar, even though a shtar is supposed to be written by the loba, the borrower, not by the lender. But since it was signed by Adam, it's okay, as the signature is the main thing, not the actual star. Lefi darkecha atalomet, from this halacha we can learn, so isha koisevet says gita, that a woman can write her own get, even though the husband is supposed to write it, if the woman writes it, it's okay. Vaha ish kosev eshovro, and the husband can write his receipt, as the woman is supposed to write the receipt and present it to the husband when she receives the ksuba, even so, if the husband writes it, it's okay. She'ein kiyam haget ela b'chosma. A get or a star is only validated through the signatures, through the Adam. So therefore, it doesn't make a difference who writes the get or the star. As long as the Adam signed on it, it's okay. Ba'amachat shenimfeit b'basar. This is the fourth and final edus of Rabbi Chanina's Kanakon. If a needle is found in the basar of a korban, after the korban was shechted, we found a needle which we know is tamei meis inside the basar of the korban, shasakin v'hayadayim tahoyroiz v'ha basar tummy. The knife which is used to shech the korban, and the hands of the kohen which shechted the korban are tahor, and the basar of the korban is tummy. Now the basar is definitely tummy because the needle was found in the basar, and the needle is tummy made, so therefore the basar becomes tummy. The sakin and the adayim are tahor, even though it's possible they came into contact with the machat, which is tamei meis, as we are in doubt whether the sakin and the adayim came into contact with the machat, meis safek, it is tar. The reason is, we have a klal, safek tumah versus harabim tar. If we have a safek that something might have become tamei in a versus harabim, the din is that it is tar. And the azara, where the korbanos are shechted, is considered a reshus harav mez. A lot of people are there. So therefore, this suffix that maybe the Sakin and the Adayim came into contact with the Machat Tmei Meis is a suffix tumah of reshus harabim, and the Sakin and the Adayim are tar. Vim nimseis the prash. If the needle that is Tmei Meis was found in the waist of the animal, hakol tahar, everything is tar, including the basar, as even though the Machat is Tmei Meis, the prash, the waste, does not become tameh from the machat, as the waste is considered mashke seruach, liquid which has become spoiled, which does not mekabel tumah, it cannot become tameh, so therefore the prash cannot be mekabel tumah from the machat.